Hey guys, welcome back to episode one of The Amateur Analyst. Today I'm joined here with Joseph Estes.
Yo, what's going on?
Joseph, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I'm a recent graduate of Winfield City High School. I was born and raised in Winfield, where I currently live. I'm planning to go to Bevel State Community College in Fayette, Alabama, and then possibly transferring to the University of North Alabama.
I didn't know you had to go to college to be a stripper.
Okay, well.
It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder than I thought.
Well, I mean, if you do want to be a stripper, then there are some requirements that you do have to have. Like, you have to major in
physics.
Yeah.
You have to major in physics. Yeah, physics of the pole.
Yeah, you got to be able to, you know how the pole works.
Navigate. Yeah. Can you show me a little demonstration real quick? Like, what you've been working on?
Well, I could, but earlier this week, I pulled a muscle my hamstring when I was, doing a show for the students at Winfield. So.
And graduation. Well, everybody, make sure you go subscribe to Joseph's OnlyFans. He's been working really hard on it.
Yes, please. And I really need some more. You know, I'm getting tired of, dancing for the one dude that's on there. So I'm getting tired of him.
Yeah, so his OnlyFans, Lincoln, will be in the description. Anyway.
Yes.
Today, Joseph, we are talking about Datova Pass in Russia.
Wait, how's it pronounced?
I don't know. I hope it's Dyatlov.
I thought it was Dyatlov or
Dyatlov. That sounds more accurate than.
Yeah, that sounds really Russian.
Yeah, Dyatlov. That's what we're gonna call it.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Dyatlov.
There is a bunch of Russian names in here. I won't be able to pronounce any of them right.
So if they get butchered, don't.
Well, they do get butchered.
Yeah.
But
don't judge.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. It starts on January 23rd, 1959. A group of 10 experienced hikers decided to climb to the peak of Otorten. Otorten is located in the northern Urals of the Soviet Union. Hmm. Otorten literally translates to Death Mountain.
And they hiked that?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
That is...
I mean, think about how good of a story that would be if you, like, successfully pulled it off.
Yeah.
Which people have before.
Well, I hiked Death Mountain.
Yeah. I went to the top of Death Mountain and I made it my bitch. this group was formed by a man named Igor.
I love that name.
Dyatlov.
So that's his last name.
Yeah, yeah. They named it after, like, the incident after him. And now the mountain, like, people refer to the mountain as his last name.
Oh, wow.
He went to college at Ural Polytechnical Institute alongside most of the other group members. The goal was to get to the peak of Death Mountain and send a telegraph down to the Institute Sports Club to let them know they got to the top and then returned safely. And if they returned, they were to get their grade 3 hacker status, which means... Grade 3 is the highest you can get in Russia.
Yeah.
So they were already grade 2. And if they got the grade 3, that means they traversed 190 miles of mountains. Jesus. Which is...
Like, all together or one mountain?
All together.
Oh, I was about to say.
So isn't like your dad a big hiking man?
Oh, yeah. He loves hiking.
These guys will put him to shame.
I bet if you're hiking 100 something miles.
Yeah.
Especially up a mountain called Death Mountain.
But what we can say is your dad... hasn't mysteriously died on a mountain.
Yeah,
so
true.
So he might be grade 4. We don't know.
Maybe.
But one of the members, this is important for later on. There was supposed to be 9 at first, and then this one guy was supposed to go with another group, but that group ended up canceling last minute. So a member named Sasha really wanted to go, so he asked Igor if he could go with that group, even though he knew nobody on there. But Igor welcomed him very quickly, and he quickly made friends with everyone on the team. And we know this by they had journals, and they wrote in the journals about how funny and how fun they had with him, I guess.
With Igor or the...
With, his name's Sasha. Did I don't know if I mentioned it. His name was Sasha. It's actually... Okay, so his name... His nickname was Sasha. His real name was Alexander. I'm going to call him Sasha.
So Sasha was supposed to go with another group, and they didn't go.
Yeah.
So he went with Igor's group?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That is...
With complete strangers. Ballsy.
That is tough.
A few miles into the journey, one of the hikers named Yuri actually left the group to go back down because he had... He had weak joints. Reminds me of something. Yeah. He had like arthritis in his knees, or his knees were bothering him very badly. So he ended up leaving.
He dodged a bullet.
Yeah, he dodged a bullet. He's the only one of the hikers that left that mountain alive, out of this group.
Jesus.
So Igor ended up making plans with the sports club I mentioned earlier, and said that he would send a telegraph around February 12th. But he also told them to not panic if it takes a little bit longer, depending on the weather. It could take a few days longer to reach the top of it. After the 12th pass, no word had came from the team, but no one was really worried because Igor told them not to be worried. And after 8 more days and no contact, the sports club still weren't too worried. But,
still?
Yeah, they still weren't. But the families of the hikers actually were worried, so they urged the institute that they were all from to send a rescue team, and they end up doing it. And the rescue team consisted of solely students and teachers. Later, the Russian army actually got involved, and while they were searching on February 26, the searchers found the group's abandoned tent alongside all their belongings and their shoes, which was weird. It's like it's negative 20 something degrees here, Fahrenheit, and they don't have shoes.
Yeah, they're taking off their clothes.
A quick look at the tent showed that it was cut from the inside. So they had cut themselves out from the inside of the tent.
And when you told me that we were doing this topic, and I looked, like I was watching videos on it, and then I came across where it said they tore their tent from the inside, that's where I was like, this really doesn't make any sense. Because they tear their tent from the inside. It's, how cold did you say it was?
Like negative 20 degrees.
When I first read that, I was like, dear God, this is insane.
Yeah, I mean, this story is insane. That's why they compared this to the JFK assassination of America. You know, that's like the biggest conspiracy in America.
Oh, so this is like
this
the biggest.
This is the biggest conspiracy in Russia.
I did not know that.
Let's see. A group of footprints leading from the tent led the searchers to the edge of the woods, almost a mile away from the tent, and where they discovered under a tree the remnants of a small fire alongside the first two bodies that would be found, belonging to 23-year-old Jorgai, I'm not even going to try the last name, and 21-year-old Yuri. There was two Yuris on the, not the Yuri that left earlier, but there's two Yuris on this expedition, and one of them stayed.
They found a fire?
Yeah, they found the remnants of a small fire, so like it was put out. The bodies were completely undressed down to only their underwear. And the tree that they were found close to had branches broken in a way that suggested that someone had recently climbed it. And
so weird.
Yeah, and the footprint.
I didn't even know anything about that.
What was crazy is the footprints that led the that led the searchers to the edge of the woods showed that there was no evidence of running. They walked. They cut themselves out of the tent, then walked to the edge of the woods, which
Dude,
is crazy.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It only gets
this
weirder.
Is so like, makes you think.
Between the tent and the makeshift camp, they end up finding three more corpses. Which belong to the leader, 23-year-old Igor, 22-year-old Zendaya, and 23-year-old Rustam. All these bodies were found in separate positions, suggesting that they were attempting to return to the tent. So they literally fell like dominoes. One 100 feet up, there'd be another 100 feet up, there'd be another.
So they were trying to go back to the tent?
It's like those three were trying to head back to the tent, and they started falling due to hypothermia one by one. All these bodies were found to have died by exposure to the negative 22 degree Fahrenheit weather.
I would bet if they were all naked.
And then it goes cold. They did not find the rest of the hikers.
Oh, they didn't?
Until 2 months later, and the snow finally began to melt, they found the remaining four hikers.
Lord.
On May 4th, under 13 feet of snow in a ravine, lied the bodies of 23-year-old Nikolai, 38-year-old Sasha, and 20-year-old Ludamine, and a 24-year-old Salmon. These bodies were significantly better dressed than the others and seemed to have took the clothes of their dead friends to keep themselves as warm as possible.
They found their friends, took off their clothes, and then, like, went someplace else.
Yeah, so this suggests that they all died at different times. This actually confirmed it.
Yeah.
And because what they think happened is they all went to this makeshift camp, and when the first two died, some decided to head back to the tent for some reason, and they end up dying. Some of them, for some reason, they think decided to stay behind while the other ones went to the tent, and then decided that they should undress their dead friends, put them on, and then themselves, seeing their friends die on the way to the tent, decided to find shelter in a ravine.
Yeah.
But what was so different is the bodies of the four hikers that they found were in significantly different states as the previous ones.
The four people?
Yeah, the four people. Nikolai was found to have suffered significant skull damage, while Ludmila and Simon had major chest fractures that was said that no human could have caused. They compared it to a car crash.
Jesus Christ.
Sasha was found with his ribs broken and a notebook in one hand and a pen in the other, but nothing was written down. He also had a camera around his neck.
Ah.
This camera's film was later developed, and it showed pictures of moving orbs in the sky. It had been caused by a moving light source because the camera itself had a tripod on it, so we can determine that the camera wasn't moving. We don't know what this was. It could have just been one of the other hikers with a flashlight, but we don't know. But what was weird is it was determined that Sasha was outside taking this photo before anyone else had left the tent, before anybody else had gotten themselves out.
When they were all at the tent, Sasha's a dude?
Yeah, he's 38 years old. He's older than
So when they were in the tent, like when they first got there, Sasha was outside with the camera.
Yeah, what they're saying is before they cut open the tent, Sasha was already outside.
Oh, see, I thought that he had taken the pictures when they were in the ravine.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where you got that from. You're stupid. what was scary is, guys, I know I probably pronounced his name three times wrong, but it starts with an L. Ludmila.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Scarily, she was missing her tongue.
Her tongue.
Her eyes and part of her lips.
Her eyes, too?
Yeah, her eyes. Her tongue. No, her eyes were out.
Oh, my God. She was the one in the ravine?
Yeah, she was found in the ravine. And she was also missing a fragment of her skull bone. Now, a bunch of scientists have linked this to the fact that she was found in a stream that had de-thawed, so it was a running stream, and soft tissue does decompose faster than others, and they practically think that since the stream caused her to decomp faster than the others, but two of the pieces of clothing that were found were extremely radioactive.
Oh man.
Only two of them. Well, it was actually three pieces of clothing.
Two pieces of clothing on her?
No, not on her. It was on Kayla Vitov and Dubinane.
And they were in the ravine as well?
Yeah, they were found in the ravine, yeah. They were radioactive. One of them had radioactive shirt and pants, and the other only had a radioactive shirt. But they really don't know how radioactive they were. They just know it was above normal because of all the melting snow washed away a bunch of it.
Wow. So we've got glowing orbs in the sky.
Glowing orbs,
We've got dead hikers.
A bunch of them.
Significant miles, a significant distance apart.
Yeah, far apart.
We've got a tent clawed open from the inside.
Yeah, they walked.
They walked. We've got naked people in negative 20 degree weather.
Yep.
And we have people with radioactive clothes, missing tongues. Like, their chest caved in.
Yeah.
Their eyes missing. This is... See, I didn't know... I read on it, and I watched videos on it, but I didn't, know all of this. Like, I didn't know they had radioactive clothes. I didn't know her eyes were missing. I thought it was just her tongue.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the journal or the camera or anything like that.
It's very eerie.
It is very eerie.
So that basically concludes the story part. Now I say we get into some theories.
Yes. I've been waiting on this one. The conspiracy theories about the Diablo, whatever.
So at first, everybody thought that it was a local tribesman that caused a group to flee and end up dying, called the Manzi. The theory says that they ambushed the hikers in their sleep, causing them to flee. But this is very unlikely because, as I mentioned earlier, the footprints leading from the tent were determined that the hikers were walking.
Yeah, they weren't running away.
Yeah.
And if a killer tribe was coming after me,
I don't know. I don't know about other people, but I would run.
Yeah, I would run.
I wouldn't walk.
I mean, I can't say that for the two that walked, but if this was me in their shoes, I'd be running. Because, you know, I'm not trying to die.
Well, they didn't have on shoes.
Yeah, true. If it was me
in their foot skin.
Yeah, foot skin.
If you were in their foot skin.
I would be going. I wouldn't be walking anywhere.
But, and not to mention that the last four hikers suffered injuries so traumatic that a human could not have possibly gave it to them. And the Manzi people were even responsible for finding two of the bodies. They helped on the rescue team.
Oh.
Yeah. So, this was quickly ruled out because the Manzi are extremely peaceful people.
Oh, yeah. So, probably wouldn't be cutting out any tongues or anything like that.
Probably not the tongues. Yeah.
Maybe the eyes.
Maybe the eyes. Not tongues, though. That's just outrageous.
But that doesn't really explain the radioactive...
Oh, yes. None of these do. There's none of these that can... See, every theory about this cannot explain every detail.
Yeah, it, like, connects a few of them, but not every one of them.
Yeah, so you... another theory is that since they weren't killed by outside sources, determined by there was no footprints leading to them, the only footprints there were... belonged to the hikers, yeah.
Hmm.
So... they thought maybe they killed each other.
Did they maybe... Well,
you know how I mentioned they had journals?
Yeah.
So there was a recorded fight, not a fist fight. Like, the two members got in a fight over... So they didn't... So every night, they all had a rule that nobody could sit by the campfire until all the chores were done.
Mm-hmm.
And this one girl sat by the campfire, and there was a huge hole in the tent. So there was a fight about that, but in the journals the next day, it talks about how they made up, so that's unlikely.
Yeah, so they probably didn't go killing each other.
Yeah, then they focused on that last-minute addition, Sasha. He was an outsider and didn't know the group very well, but from the journal entries, we can tell that they got along well with him.
Yeah.
But again, couldn't be Sasha. The injuries couldn't be from a human.
That still...
And they would, and they wouldn't. I mean, he was already outside the tent, so why would they cut themselves out of the tent?
Sasha was outside the tent.
Yeah,
yeah. So why would they?
Oh, it's thought. It's thought that he was already outside the tent based on how the time of day the picture was.
Oh, yeah. I like this story.
Yeah, and there, I've already mentioned there was no human footprints. There was also no animal footprints, so that takes out that.
Like a bear. Or
something. Like a bear. Well. So, there was the investigators initially thought that it was an avalanche. They believed that the sound of rumbling snow scared the hikers into leaving the tent to seek shelter by the trees. This would explain why the last four hikers were found with injuries similar to a car crash, because you can get that from an avalanche. Yeah. But there was no evidence of an avalanche.
Hmm. Have you seen the picture of the tent, like the way it was clawed?
Yeah.
It was like they... got out of there quickly.
Well, some of that was caused by... It did take many weeks of snowfall. There was a bunch of snowfall before they found the tent. But it was... You could tell that they were very scared getting out of the tent and then weren't scared when they got outside of the tent, you know? Like, because they were walking.
Because the way the tent was just... It was, I mean, destroyed.
Yeah, it's destroyed. Like, I'll post a picture on my Instagram. Follow me at a... Wait, no, that's my Twitter. My Instagram is at the amateur analyst. My Twitter is at a nice amateur
plug.
Analyst.
That was a nice plug.
We're sponsored by Propel.
Yes, Propel. Some people call it Propel, but you know.
Yeah, you're not saying it right. It's Propel. Propel. Electrolyte water beverage.
Get the lemon because it's the best.
I like the peach.
It's pretty freaking good.
What?
Back to Diablo.
Back to the, right. Yeah. So the avalanche was highly unlikely. None of the trees were damaged besides that one that was shown that somebody probably climbed up.
Yeah.
And not only has there not been an avalanche recorded in recent years, there hasn't been an avalanche recorded at that mountain ever.
Really?
Yeah, ever. And the local Mansi people never... They said there was no avalanche.
Yeah, I mean, they probably would have been affected by it, maybe. Yeah.
And, I mean, they weren't the only group. They were the only group in, like, a 50-mile radius, but they weren't the only group.
Yeah.
So, one of the most plausible theories, and the coolest theory in my mind, is the opinion that the group was killed by a secret government, by a government conducting a secret test of radioactive weapons.
Yes. I heard people really like this one. Like, this is
it makes sense. It really does make sense. Thing. So, it's the Soviet government. Okay, guys, they're shady. This was in the midst of the Cold War. This happened, like, during the Cold War. So, it's not crazy to think that this was a huge cover-up. Because the government closed the case almost immediately after the last bodies were found. And they gave very vague causes of death, ruling them as a compelling natural force. All the files were then classified. So, I mean, you gotta...
Possibly trying to cover up their tracks.
Yeah, especially it being classified. That's this theory says that a weapon had been detonated close to the camp, and the noise frightened the group into... This theory says that a weapon was probably detonated close to the camp. The noise frightened the group enough to make them cut the tent open from the inside in a hurry, and once they got outside, they weren't scared anymore because the noise. Yeah,
yeah.
They were confused though.
They realized nobody was there.
Some people think that they might have thought the noise was an avalanche coming, mm-hmm. and then they opened the tent and realized.
Oh, and they saw.
This would also explain why the group was half clothed. They got out in a hurry,
possibly sleeping or
something. So they, like, if they did think it was a. Avalanche, like they thought the noise was an avalanche,
mm-hmm.
it would make sense for them to still be scared, to be extra cautious and go ahead and take cover in the woods, right? So, but when the first group died by hypothermia, the second group decided to go back to the camp to get their belongings, but fell before they could make it. The third group then got caught in another blast further into the forest and died from the shockwave of the weapon. Mm-hmm. Caused their internal injuries.
Their clothes would be radioactive. Also.
Yeah, I mean, that it explains a lot. It doesn't explain the eyes, but you can, like I talked about earlier, could be decomp.
Yeah.
Could also not be decomp, yeah.
Hmm. Well, don't you think animals would possibly...
Well, we've never seen pictures of the eyes, and we don't... And all the reports just say that the eyes were missing and the tongue was missing. It doesn't say if the tongue was cut out, tore out, or if you could, like, see peck marks from birds.
Maybe. So they're not really giving out as much information as...
Yeah.
Hmm. Because I wonder, I mean, if it was the radioactive weapon and they were in the ravine, you know, obviously animals are going to be hungry and they come across four...
Well, it was bodies. Under 13 feet of snow, though. Yeah. And I think the most dismissible piece of evidence is the eyes. Just by the fact that I really think that the soft tissue broke down first, and especially on her, it broke down faster than the others because she was in a stream.
Yeah. So her body was the only one in the stream?
Yeah. Yeah. But this theory is also backed up by the photo taken by Sasha showing the glowing spears in the eyes. And this account is also backed up again by a group of hikers 50 kilometers from... Datilov Pass. Mm-hmm. They stayed on the mountain on the same night, and they said they saw strange orange orbs. They say they saw strange orange orbs floating in the sky around where the group was staying.
Hmm. I like this theory. I can tell why this one is the most popular and people believe this one the most. Because, I mean, it is heavily backed up by, you know, logical... reasons.
Yeah, and
theories.
There are dozens of military test sites all around this mountain.
Around Death Mountain?
So it's not crazy to think that the winds of that night were said to be very strong So it's not unreasonable to think that a weapon was maybe blown off course near the campers.
But the thing I don't understand... Wait, I was going to say, why would they take off their clothes?
Well, they were... That what the theory says is they got scared from the shockwave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but okay.
Why, that also doesn't explain why didn't they just go get their clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they saw no avalanche was coming. But then that also is explained by they think the three people were going up there to get the clothes, but they didn't make it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll never know what's going through their mind. Anyway, the chief investigator of the Dyatlov Pass said, this is a quote, quote, "I suspected at the time and am almost sure now that these bright flying spears had a direct connection with the group's death," end quote.
Who said that?
The chief investigator.
Oh, damn. That is, yeah. That is tough.
He ended up being interviewed by a small newspaper in 1990. Where he made the statement, and after this, he was called into a meeting with his superiors, who told him to stop investigating the case because government security and secrets were at risk.
Oh, wow.
This is his word. This is his word, not... I mean, we'd have no proof of this, but Lord. He was a chief investigator.
So he pretty much got told if you... Like, you need to stop.
Yeah, like, stop, or you're going to be missing your eyes and tongue.
Sounds to me that...
A little bit of a cover up right here, just a tiny bit of a cover up,
and the chief investigator said that. That's crazy. There's just a bunch of stuff like that happens all over the world. I don't know.
Another explanation could be infrasound. This is theorized, it's not proven yet, but many believe it to be true, but it's never been recorded. It's theorized that when wind blows in a certain way against a mountain, it can create a sound that is too low for humans to hear and supposedly can cause nausea, headaches, and internal damage. I don't know if it can... Yeah, many think it caused panic and caused them to flee the tent, but... Like I said, the research does not back this up.
Yeah,
it's never been.
I think my favorite theory is the weapons testing.
Oh, I'm not done, man. I haven't even got to the Yeti.
Oh yeah, I forgot there was a Yeti. When I first looked on videos and it said, "All right, now we're gonna get into the theory of the Yeti," I was like, "Whoa, hold on."
Another possible theory is a katabatic wind, which is practically just a big gust of wind that's as strong as a hurricane. It's possible that a katabatic wind crushed the tent and forced everyone out. It could have also blown the last four hikers into the ravine, causing their injuries. A similar event did happen in Sweden when a group of hikers were killed by one of these winds, and the geography is actually very similar.
So, like, the wind could have pushed the four into the ravine, and, yeah, like, they hit rocks or...
Yeah, they're thinking whatever. That, like, if the tent started crushing them from the wind, so they cut themselves out...
Hmm.
And then the wind maybe stopped, but their tent was crushed, so they went to make a shelter. And then they died by hypothermia, and then actually pushed the last four hikers into the ravine. So up to this point, they thought the hikers went to the ravine for shelter, but this theory says that they were actually on top of it, and the wind pushed them in, and they died, which would explain their internal injuries.
I mean...
Where'd the radiation come from, though?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's plausible up to that point. Like, where does the radiation come from?
Yeah.
I'm still with the radioactive testing or weapons.
That's my favorite so far. That one. But this one's actually very interesting, too. It's the theory that Sasha was a government spy.
Oh, my God.
He had been in the military in World War II. And after World War II, his backstory just kind of ended. Like, you can't find anything else about him. Mm. This has led some people to believe that he was a KGB agent who was going on the mountain on a secret mission, such as meeting with the CIA.
Who was going to meet the CIA on Death Mountain?
I
guess.
It isn't outrageous if you really think about it, because Sasha really wanted to get on this mountain.
Yeah, he
joined a group of complete strangers.
Didn't know anything about them.
Yeah, I mean... So this theory says that Sasha snuck out of the tent to meet with the agents. That explains why he was already outside. Yeah. And some organization, the CIA, or maybe an internal group for the Soviet Union, arrived, possibly in a helicopter, and scared the campers out of the tent. I don't know why they cut the tent open instead of just unzipping it. But, I mean, if you get so scared, you just say, screw the zipper, and you pull a knife and cut down
just
your shoulder.
Just go to town on the inside of the tent.
Yeah. Then the hikers were marched down the hill when something went wrong that caused the groups to die. So, like, the organization that Sasha was meeting with saw them, freaked out, marched them down the hill, then they died by hypothermia. And then they're saying that they realized that Sasha was actually a KGB agent.
Yeah.
So they wanted to cover their tracks. So they literally covered their tracks by, like, smoothing the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And they threw the campers down the ravine to make it look like an accident. In my notes, I said, this probably isn't true. And then I put a bunch of ha 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 ha's. I said, it's ridiculous. Sasha has a stash and looked like a chill guy. Like, imagine what a dad in the Soviet Union looked like. Like, the most chill dad ever. Yeah. Like, the one that...
Some trustworthy dad.
Yeah, the one that would go buy beer for his kids and stuff. Yeah. And, like, it's just...
What Sasha looks like?
Yes.
Has a mustache.
I'll post like a picture of him, guy. Too, because he's a chill-looking dude, man.
I've never heard of that theory of him being
it's odd.
Freaking...
It's very odd.
Yeah.
There's another idea that... A Yeti killed
them. Yes! The Yeti! I've been waiting on this.
The Mansi have supposedly seen a Yeti, and it is reported around this area a lot, but...
That's the tribe, the Mansi tribe?
Yeah, but, like, there's no animal tracks, and I don't think a Yeti would cover his tracks like that.
Yeah, I don't think Yetis are that, you know...
So, no.
That smart to...
I personally don't think it was a Yeti.
Yeah, I can say... I don't believe in the Yeti one.
Do you believe in, like, Yetis and Bigfoots?
I don't know. I want to believe.
We should do an episode on that.
We should do an episode on that, on the Bigfoot.
On the Bigfoot.
Because I went last weekend, May 30th and 31st, I went whitewater rafting in Tennessee to a place called Bigfoot Outfitters. And they will all the people there, they will swear up and down that Bigfoot is real. They've got statues of Bigfoot. They've got his picture on everything. So I don't know.
I feel like it's for marketing.
Possibly. But you can just look at my person, you can just tell that, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but they will swear
you can just tell.
Up and down.
I look at people and can just tell.
That Bigfoot is, I don't know, you can just tell that.
You remember when there was a panther in Winfield? Like, that big thing about them panthers being let
out?
Oh,
yeah.
That's crazy.
In Ben's backyard. Was that him?
Yeah, supposedly our principal at Winfield High School saw a chupacabra as well, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd believe it.
I remember hearing that story at the Mexican restaurant.
God, that's so, God. On February... This is recent, Joseph. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On February 1st, 2019, 60 Ooh. Years to the day, the Russian government reopened the investigation. They didn't say why, but many believe it was put down some conspiracy theories. This did the opposite effect.
Oh, it spurred new conspiracy
theories. Yeah, I mean, they had no new evidence, so why would they reopen a case at 60 years old if they... I mean, the files are still classified.
Yeah.
The government put together a list of 75 different theories, but decided to focus on three. An avalanche, a snow slab, and a hurricane.
So natural things.
And nothing to do with the government.
Yeah, nothing to do
convenient.
With
convenient.
Possibly testing a radioactive weapon or...
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's
very convenient.
An avalanche was already discussed and is a very weak theory. Good job.
Good job, Russia. You get that one.
Yeah, a snow slab is practically... The same thing as an avalanche, but it's when a layer of snow slides down in one piece, it would cause damages similar. It would cause damages very similar to an avalanche, but it would also cause. I read that wrong. A snow slab is very similar, but it's practically when a layer of snow slides down in one piece, it would cause the injuries, found in the last four hikers, but it would also cause the damages of an avalanche, which none was found, and the tent wasn't even that badly damaged.
Hmm.
Like, you wouldn't be, this tent would be in pieces if it was a snowstorm, yeah, or avalanche for that.
So pretty much they've got some stupid theories.
And I don't know why the heck they somebody was like, what could happen? A hurricane. It's only, it's literally 500 miles away from anybody from any body of water.
Hurricane.
Yeah. It could happen.
I could understand aliens better than a hurricane.
Dude, I didn't even write down an alien theory.
I saw alien theories.
I did too. I don't even want. And let me just give you a quick rundown of alien theories. Alien abducted them and then threw them back down. And then undressed some of them. That's literally all. It literally makes no sense. The alien theory is, I do believe in aliens. I'll tell you that right now. I think there are aliens in this world. I do think they have visited us. I'll do an episode on that. Anyway,
yes.
I do not think that they would suck up a bunch of hikers, throw them back down, undress them, and put the clothes on other ones.
And cut out their tongues. And
cut out their tongues and eyes. Well, I mean, hey, maybe they're doing research.
They might. Yeah, they could be. Yeah.
One of the... God dang it. I don't want to say most plausible because it's boring, but let me know, the YouTuber, he has a very good theory. I don't know if he made it up, but he put it in one of his videos, so I'm giving him credit. He thinks that they brought a stove with them, right? Like a stove that they could put wood in and burn and cook. He thinks that this stove wasn't put out efficiently and filled up the tent with smoke, causing them to
get out, yeah.
Yeah. And that would explain why they got out in a hurry, and once they were outside,
they didn't run away.
And then it just goes that they went down there, and then practically stored, died by hypothermia. Some tried to leave. They died by hypothermia. The last four undressed them, went to a ravine for shelter, and then the ravine, they think they dug out a cave, possibly, and then the cave collapsed on them, which would cause injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Still doesn't explain the radiation, but that's probably the most plausible theory, but it's most boring.
Boo. I don't like that. I like ones like the Yeti and the radioactive weapon.
The radioactive weapon.
Even if that one is the most possible, you know, it's probably close to what actually happened.
That's what the government wants us to think.
Yeah, that's exactly what... See, anybody listening to this, that is what the government wants you to think. It could be radioactive testing. And that's what I'm going to believe. Hate it.
So that's practically the end of my theory. So I just... Any ideas?
I don't know.
What about the... So you don't think the aliens had anything to do with it?
I don't know if the aliens had anything to do with it, because why... I don't know. What is so special about those hikers? Yeah. I mean, I know they're on a mountain called Death Mountain, which is pretty badass.
Well, it makes you think, why is this mountain called Death Mountain? Like, who decides to name a mountain after something that's horrible? Like, I don't...
And then climb it.
Yeah, like, I don't name my freaking truck car crash.
And then drive it.
Yeah, why don't you name it, like, fun, or, like, roses, or something?
Like, fun...
Candy.
Fun Mountain.
Fun Mountain, yeah. Fun Mountain. Mountain sounds like a good mountain. Yeah. And I don't think anything bad would happen on Fun Mountain. If you name something Death Mountain, there's going to be death on it.
Wait, so it was called Death Mountain before they went on it?
Yes.
See that?
The locals, literally, it literally translates into local Manatee language, Death Mountain. Do not go there.
Don't go there or you will die.
There's other mountains.
You know what? This sounds like a really good mountain to climb. Death Mountain.
Death Mountain or Candy and Lollipop Mountain.
Yeah. Fun Mountain.
Death Mountain.
Fun time for you, Mountain. I would not climb a mountain called Death Mountain. But, I don't know. Because the theory that I saw on aliens was that, I mean, not necessarily that they were abducted, but that's what the orbs were in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that they, I don't know how to... They saw, like, an object over them, and it, like, freaked them out.
Yeah.
And so they tried to get as far away as possible. And then they didn't see it for a couple of days, so they were like, all right, I guess we're okay. But, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily explain the radioactivity, the
But it could, trauma. Though. Like, let's say the aliens used a weapon on them, tested a weapon on them, and it could. That, I mean, it's practically the same story. Yeah, it's practically the same story as the radioactive.
And
testing,
then they jumped out and like RKO'd them off the like. Said
they RKO'd them.
RKO'd them off the ravine. And then they fell, but the alien. Yeah, like the alien flew back up, and so they hit the ground and like, yeah, that makes sense. And then they cut out their eyes and they cut out the tongue for because they were studying human anatomy. That's my theory. That is my theory. That's
Joe.
Yes.
Oh God. I mean, you know this is like other people is gonna be able to hear this, right?
Yes.
I think your theory is very weak. With the RKO part especially.
I think it's better than the Yeti one.
I think anything. I think you could say they all tripped. They all tripped. And somehow landed in positions they are. Is the Yeti one... I think
mine is plausible.
I mean, everything's plausible. It can happen.
It can 100% happen. For a fact, it can
If you
happen.
Think about it, there's a 50% chance of it happening and 50% chance of it not happening.
So, technically...
There's a 50% chance... There's a 50% chance it did happen.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think they will ever 100% know for sure what happened?
And without more evidence, the story is probably never going to have a definite answer. I read that straight from my notes.
That's good notes. I don't think...
You should see all the red... Look at all the red in my notes, kind of misspelled everything.
You misspelled believe?
Yeah. Why'd you have to call me out like that? If I spell it the other way... I'll say believe.
Believe.
I don't know why, but it happens.
That's fun.
So I have to spell it my way.
I don't think we'll ever find out what happened.
No.
I think that's the case for a lot of stories
maybe,
like this.
Yeah, maybe the Soviet Union knows what happened, but they'll never release it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, any closing remarks, Joseph? You want to plug your Instagram?
Yeah, if you do want to go ahead and follow my Instagram... It is
Anyway, guys, okay. thanks for tuning in to this podcast. Joseph, loved having you.
Thank you, Tanner.
Okay, I feel bad. What's your Instagram?
Okay, it's I'm, like I am, but it's the, what is it called? Conjunction.
Apostrophe M. What?
It's like the letter I and M, like I am. It's the conjunction for I am. Is that what it's called? Yes, I'm. Is it a conjunction? Is that what it's called?
Dude, yes, it's called a conjunction.
I've been out of school for 4 months. 4 months. All right. I am, like I'm, Joseph Estes. Josephestes. And also, don't believe everything you hear and see. Because like stories like this is a prime example. The Russian government wants us to believe one thing. And I'm not buying it.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not buying.
You're not on their. They're not on your level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
You have too many wrinkles on your brain to believe this.
Yes, they're not gonna brainwash me. I don't believe their stupid avalanche theory. Their stupid hurricane theory. I don't know, but I don't know what I believe. But I don't believe what they believe.
I would just like to mention that Joseph is wearing a shirt with pink writing on it that says "The Girls."
Well, I mean.
After we had a detailed spelling and school lesson on your Instagram name, I think we're ready to end this podcast. Joseph, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for letting me come. It was a blast.
I hope one day you'll join me again pretty soon.
Very soon. I will, in fact. Very soon.
Thank you for listening to The Amateur Analyst, and I'll see you next Monday.
Peace out.